With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Details are being finalized for Thursday's presidential debate in Atlanta. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
In the earliest general election debate in the modern era, Joe Biden and Donald Trump will face each other for 90 minutes in a CNN TV studio with no audience. Late last week, a coin flip determined that the president would stand at the podium to the viewer's right, while the former president would deliver the final closing statement. One of the new ground rules in this debate is that each candidate's microphone will be muted except when it's his turn to speak. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It was the former president's turn to speak yesterday at a Faith and Freedom Coalition conference. Donald Trump expressed support for Louisiana's new law that requires the Ten Commandments to be displayed in public schools.
Who likes the Ten Commandments, by the way, going up in the schools? They think it's such a bad thing. I said, has anyone read the Thou Shalt Not Steal? Has anybody read this incredible stuff? It's just incredible. They don't want it to go up.
The former president finished off the day with a massive rally in Philadelphia, promising massive deportation one day if elected in November. Also at SRNnews.com, federal authorities have offered a reward for information about those responsible for igniting a pair of New Mexico wildfires that have killed two people and destroyed hundreds of homes. Yesterday, the FBI offered up $10,000 or more for information in connection with the South Fork Fire and Salt Fire in southern New Mexico, which forced thousands to flee. Rain and cooler weather have helped firefighters gain ground on the wildfires near Ruidoso. Officials have urged the public to be aware of downed power lines, damaged water, sewer and gas lines, flooding and burn scars, and other hazards. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. In yesterday's speech at a Faith and Freedom Coalition conference in Washington, former President Donald Trump said Christians cannot afford to sit on the sidelines of this election.
The radical left is trying to shame Christians, silence you, demoralize you, and they want to keep you out of politics. They don't want you to vote. That's why you have to vote. They're counting on you now. Because if you vote, no, we cannot lose. They don't want you to vote. But Christians cannot afford to sit on the sidelines. If Joe Biden gets back in, Christianity will not be safe in a nation with no borders, no laws, no freedom, no future.
It's a groundbreaking ceremony for a memorial to victims of the 2018 Pittsburgh synagogue shooting. The Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh's Squirrel Hill neighborhood was home to the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in the United States, in which 11 worshipers were killed by a gunman driven by hatred of Jews. The space will include a new place of worship and museum devoted to studying anti-Semitism in the country and a memorial to the victims. This is SRN News. The open southern border has resulted in the death of a Texas girl.
The two men charged in the murder of a 12-year-old Texas girl are both illegal immigrants. According to ICE, both men are from Venezuela and were living in Houston illegally. Police say they strangled a 12-year-old girl who was found dead in a creek on Thursday. The men are both in jail on a $1 million bond.
Correspondent Tayshia Stevens. Wall Street's climb to record highs has come with conspicuously little volatility. The S&P 500 has gone 377 days without a 2.05% sell-off. That's the longest stretch for the benchmark since the great financial crisis. The index hasn't experienced a gain of at least 2.15% in that time either. This market lull comes as investors pile into mega-cap tech stocks, such as NVIDIA, amid bets that artificial intelligence will boost profits. Year-to-date, the S&P 500 is up more than 14%. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.